Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Happy Friday. You made it to the end of the week. We've got the picks coming up at 8:35, and there's a new sheriff in town. For the first time in over a year, a new person, not named Heather Park, leads the pick standings. Can't wait to get into it.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. It's going to last a long time.
Blah, 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 blah.
Do we ever mention who's leading if you're not leading other than during the picks?
Oh, am I leading? Is that what that? Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah. Just imagine how good you'd be if you didn't go 0-7 in one of the weeks.
That's what I'm saying. I spot you guys 7 and I'm still in first place. You know, we mention every week that Heather's in first. I think it's noteworthy that there's been a changing of the guard.
Okay.
Breaking news, Sounder?
Let's see if I can.
No.
8:35. We'll get into this week's picks.
John hates it.
I'm so annoyed.
What's worse, losing to Heather or losing to me? Because I'm smarmy about it.
I'd rather lose to Heather.
You can win all the picks you want this year, but if on September 29th, the Tigers aren't division champions.
Yeah.
We did get a text about that. Joe in Monroe says, why would I panic? The Guardians are buried. Yeah, well, the Tigers are getting a shovel and digging them out by the day.
They've been buried since July 4.
Yeah, well, if Riley Green and Gleyber Torres and Zach McKinstry and Javi Baez would stop digging Cleveland out.
All of these were possibilities at that time when you buried them.
I'm not panicking.
Yet you still did.
I'm not panicking.
You're at a 5.
I'm nervous. We'll get to it at 8:50, end of the hour, get back into the Tigers.
So then your panic meter is 1.
You don't get to decide where my panic is.
Well, you just said you're not panicking, so it should be 1.
There's degrees of panic. That's the whole point of the meter.
As soon as you start to panic, then it raises to a 2, then a 3. You're at 5.
I would say panic is like a 10. Yeah?
Well, there's
full-blown panic
levels
is 10.
Of panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to be at a full-blown panic to be panic.
And I'm not.
Okay.
All right. 8:50. We'll get into it. I know Tiger fans want to talk.
Foolishness. Foolishness.
I am foolish.
To pick and bury an opponent at in July 4? I don't even know how many games were played at that time.
They're still going to win this division, John.
Okay.
Just feeling nervous. Michigan, Michigan State, Lions. Let's talk about all of them this weekend. An extended weekend with the Lions on Monday night. Who has the most to gain? Who has the most to lose? And we'll open up the phone lines, open discussion, work all three football teams in on a football Friday. Most to gain, most to lose, Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions.
This is getting tougher because of everything more at stake. My initial thought on the most to gain, and I still think I'm there, is the Detroit Lions. Because, one, the what's at stake, I think, is greater. A Super Bowl. Or, you know, being the best team in the NFL.
Right, but that's not at stake this weekend.
No, but everybody's thoughts of their chances of, because whether it's the Bills or it's the Ravens, like those are the two teams that we picked to be in the Super Bowl to face whoever comes out of the NFC. And if you can down them on their turf in week three after having put together a horrific performance against Green Bay in week one on the road, now all of a sudden you go to a very similar situation. Now we're going to get a chance to compare apples to apples. And if you go to Baltimore, who we all think Lamar Jackson is greater than Jordan Love.
Yes.
We think Derrick Henry is better than anything that Green Bay is going to have coming out of the backfield.
Right, but I look at it a little differently. Like, the Lions are expected to lose this game. That doesn't mean they're conceding it, but I think the expectation from the fans is that they will lose. And it doesn't mean it's season-defining. There's no Aleem McNeil. The young offensive line is still in game number three. We expect them to
be better.
Sure. I think the Lions have very little to lose, and they can gain some, but I don't think they have the most to gain.
I
think both the college teams have more to gain.
So if you beat Nebraska,
it's a first marquee road win of the Bryce Underwood era. It positions you to still make the college football playoff.
Yeah, but there's questions as to what is Nebraska? Are they really going to be any good? You know, I know. Okay, Matt Rhule in year three. All right, he takes his teams from 4 wins to 7 wins to 11 wins. He did it at Baylor. He did it at Temple. But I don't know that's the expectations for Nebraska.
I think the team with the most to gain is MSU, and I'm going to judge it based on what people have texted in all week. They want to leave him in Pasadena. They want Jonathan Smith to stay out in California when they lose by 1,000 points at 2 a.m.
So Jonathan Smith has the most to gain.
Yes.
I don't necessarily know that it's Michigan State but has the most to gain.
They are synonymous. He is the program. As he goes, the program will go. You are not trying to reset this. Childs in a homecoming spot. Playing well, no turnovers, right? Go out there and out-duel the Trojans. There's a lot to be gained for Jonathan Smith. People want him fired at 3-0. They could be a 4-0 football team if they win this game. How differently do we talk about MSU? If they go out while everybody's asleep, head on the pillow, they wake up on Sunday and they see Childs through for 4 touchdowns and they won the game. There's way more to be gained for them than if the Lions beat the Ravens or if Michigan beats Nebraska.
I just look at what's the level of the opponent. We don't really know how good USC is or isn't. We don't know how good Nebraska is or isn't. We know how good Baltimore is. And if you beat one of the better teams in the NFL, and it could be no matter what power surge or power, you know, ranking you look at, they're a top three team. No one puts USC in the top 10.
They are ranked now, right? There's a number next to their name.
There is.
They're undefeated.
Yeah. Sorry, Greg. I don't mean to disparage your...
I was going to say, Greg Palm had Greg USC Palm. In the top 12.
Ninth.
Sorry, I just threw Greg under the bus.
But the flip side of this question too, John, is who has the most to lose?
Yeah.
Who has the most to lose?
Maybe it depends on how you lose.
Well, okay. That's the obvious part of all this. If someone gets, if the Lions lose the way they did in October of 23, where it's like 38-6 or something.
Yeah.
Oof. MSU, everybody expects to get bombed. I don't know that they, to me, it's Michigan. You're walking a much tighter rope in college football.
Yeah.
They're the ones who would then have a second loss before October. I think they have the most to lose. It would take all the optimism of Bryce and once again put a lid on it for a week. They have the most to lose.
I think I'll agree with that. With the performance that they had last week and with what Biff said to us earlier this week, or said to me and shared with you, that the full complement of the playbook is there.
So if the narrative is true that, you know, they were just holding everything back and now they're going to completely open it up, and he goes on the road, Underwood, and performs somewhat similar to last week, it's a game changer, and it makes Michigan a playoff contender for sure. I think if Michigan loses this game, they will not make the playoff.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I don't think any of us thought that they were a playoff team.
No.
The expectation is playoffs, but I don't think any of us put them in the playoffs.
But if this is one of those games that does swing one way or another.
I mean, look,
well,
I don't
would know.
I don't think he is.
Swinger game.
I don't think he is.
A lot of swapping going down
but
there.
But if Bryce Underwood all of a sudden becomes a super freshman quarterback, not impossible. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if he does, it's a true game changer.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Lions because I think if they won this game, it shuts up a lot of narratives about windows being shut.
Yeah.
But it also puts, I think, 13 wins on the table. And then that means you become division champ, maybe bye. It opens up a lot of doors easier for them.
Does it undo the Green Bay game?
I don't think anything's going to undo the Green Bay game until they play Green Bay.
Yeah. So then I wonder how much you can gain. Like, we already view the Lions as one of the...
Okay, so if this happens and the Packers continue... Okay, beating the Browns this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you know, that's going to be a kind of a common occurrence this year. But then you've got to reconfigure. I'll have to reconfigure a lot in my power search because the Packers will always remain above the Lions. Well, not always, but for the foreseeable future, remain above the Lions because of what they did to the Lions. But if Detroit goes and wins in Baltimore, it does put on the table 13 wins or more.
All right, guys, all the games are on the table. Every fan base is invited to the party. Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions. Who has the most to gain? Who has the most to lose? It's 97.1.
Well, we got a little heat wave going here, and after a steamy summer, you better be ready for that first blast of winter cold. It's right around the corner. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup to make sure it's running properly and, more importantly, safely. Right now, it's only $79. That's $30 off their regular price, so give them a call today because these spots will fill up quickly, and you don't want to be left out in the cold. Don't forget, Mastercraft also does plumbing, electrical, and generators as well, all at discounted prices, so give them a call now. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're taking the temperature this morning. The panic meter is out. We'll get to it at 8:50. Want to know where you're on? 1 to 10. Where you're at?
They still buried?
Ticket Texter says, remember when Catzilla demanded an apology for his announcement? Seems like his booty is puckering up these days. Could have done without that.
Yeah.
I said nervous. Text says, don't sleep on the Spartans. I think they'll cover. USC is graded incorrectly. Nelson and Novi says they hang tough. We're asking the question, who has the most to gain? Who has the most to lose? Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions. Texter says the Lions have the most to gain and lose. Michigan has very little to gain and some to lose. MSU has zero to gain and zero to lose because we suck. I can't tell you guys how jarring this is. It's unanimous how Michigan State fans have reacted all week long. I'm not telling them to do a parade for being 3-0.
No.
They've already lost the game by 100 points, according to literally every fan of the university that we've spoken to for 5 days. I mean, we asked people earlier, are you staying up late? Why would I? We're going to lose by 40 right. or 50. Like, Jonathan Smith, leave him in Pasadena. It's why I think they have the most to gain, because they can fly in the face of all of that. I'm not predicting it, but I think they have the most to gain. The team that has the most to lose, I said, was Michigan, because it would be a second loss in September. It would be back-to-back road games that Bryce and company just aren't there yet, and it might just be a season where Michigan isn't there yet. But the Lions losing, they're kind of expected to lose. The Spartans losing, they're expected to lose. Michigan's favored on the road in this spot. They have the most to lose.
I think I agreed with you when you brought that up. I still think that the Lions have the most to gain because of that game against Green Bay, and we did the topic earlier in the week. What's more real, the Chicago game or the Green Bay game? And it's against a team that a lot of people believe, even the NFL, you know, Super Bowl logo believes the Ravens will be in it.
Let's get to Jason in Royal Oak. Jason, happy Friday.
Hey, everybody, guys. Thanks for taking my call. In my opinion, Michigan State has the most to win. They're playing out in hello?
Yeah, we got you. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a beep. I'm getting a beep. I'm sorry. They're playing out in, out west, you know, with Jonathan Smith's and Aiden Childs area. So if we can make a good showing and win, that's great. So we have the most to gain. Michigan has the most to lose because it's basically a 50-50 game, and they're kind of expected to win, so they really need to win. You know, the Lions, they don't have anything to gain or lose, in my opinion. I think they're going 9-8. This is the call, guys. Bye.
I was going to say, you break it up a little bit there at the end. 9-8 is his expectation for the Lions. This game's not going to alter it one way or another.
Well, yeah, if that's your expectations, then if they lose, meh. If they win, meh.
But if you were a 9-8 guy and the Lions won this game, wouldn't that not like reverberate a little bit?
I would think so, especially with Cleveland, no Joe Burrow, Cincinnati on the horizon, the struggling Chiefs. Like all of a sudden, the schedule doesn't look as daunting.
And Aleem coming back sooner, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that was the other thing we haven't even mentioned today. And I don't know how to read into that, John, but you saw what he's.
Yeah, was it 92 or 93% ready to go? And if
I've
they
never
needed
heard
him,
athletes give that specific of a percentage.
Yeah. I'd like to. That's one of those. Hey, show your math. But I mean, it's great to hear that his recovery, and we heard early on from Dan that his recovery was maybe ahead of schedule. So if you get him back week 5 or 6, now all of a sudden, wow, that's a huge shot of energy, of juice for that defensive front.
Let's get to Josh and Warren, most to gain, most to lose.
Hey, guys. Yeah, to me, the college teams, they have everything to gain because it's college football. Every game matters because when you win, it just stacks wins to build your resume for that playoff. And even if, you know, you don't think Nebraska's that good or USC's that good, it's still a win. It's better than a loss. But to me, the Lions have nothing to win this week. And I'll just tell you this for one reason. If they win this game, the national media, the whole talking point will be what's wrong with the Ravens and Lamar. They will not get the respect they deserve for going into that game and winning. Everybody will turn the talking points around to what's wrong with Lamar. Can they get over the hump? Why are they 1-2? And then nobody will talk about how good are the Lions and Jared Goff in this team. And we just know that's how it's going to go. So I just don't feel like the Lions have anything to gain out of this weekend. So it's all the college teams to me.
So I agree with you that part of the conversation will be a 1-2 Ravens team. But I think if they go with the context of what happened in Green Bay, that was shocking, not just here in Detroit. That was shocking everywhere. If they go to Baltimore and get a win, that won't just be shocking here or in Baltimore. That will be shocking everywhere.
And again, are you really going to put a lot of stock in what GetUp is talking about on Monday? I think Lions fans would gain quite a bit watching their team go into Baltimore and win the game. As far as what the national media thinks of the Lions, I think John has put it best.
Yeah.
Go ahead and spin your narrative.
Well, I think the narrative will even further in a sort of Greg Pommian sort of way here, the transitive wins. They'll also say, how good are the Packers now? Are the Packers the greatest team of all time? Because they beat the Lions and the Lions beat the Ravens.
Right, the
et
transitive properties. Yep.
Last call on this, Paul in Grand Rapids. Now, you're the guy who one week wanted Dan Campbell fired and then apologized the next week, right? Paul?
Good morning, Paul.
Paul? Got your tongue?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's Scott Harris that he wants fired now. I don't know.
We'll talk Tiger Panic at 8:50. Heather with the news.
A suspect has been arrested after an investigation into a stabbing on Michigan's campus. Police say the suspect, a 33-year-old man, attempted to enter a construction site on Thursday evening. And when he was denied entry, he assaulted a person and just kind of vanished. No one saw him afterward. There was an emergency alert that was issued to the campus community. Well, the man was eventually taken into custody after several hours. Police didn't release details on the victim or the extent of the injuries. This weekend, thousands of Gilmore Girls fans are expected to take over downtown Brighton for the second Destination Star Hollow event. Stars Hollow is like the town in the show Gilmore Girls. Last year, they thought, the organizers thought, maybe like 5,000 people would show up. 40,000 people showed up last year, and this year they're expecting up to 60,000 fans. It's a three-day celebration where they turn downtown into Stars Hollow. A lot of stores participate and become different restaurants or stores that are in the show come to life. There's going to be a couple stars that were on the show Downtown Brighton, including Scott Patterson. He was Luke. If you watched the show, he played Luke, and yeah, I know you guys didn't, but I sure did.
I'm familiar with it. I didn't watch it.
It's a girly show.
Yeah.
It's not a show that I think you
are you
would
more
watch.
Of a Rory or a Lorelai?
Oh, I am. Yeah. Anyway, pretty cool. Go check it out. It's great for the businesses down there, and that's what it's all about. This next story is really cool. There's a 58-year-old who is making some headlines after fulfilling a lifelong dream. So after quitting high school and quitting football in the 80s to deal with some drug issues, this guy who never attended college, his name is Tom Sillo, decided to enroll in college and then decided to try out for the football team at 58 years old, and he made it. So it's a D3 football team, and he's there. He's going to be playing this year, so you can check it out. It's,
what's the school?
Lycoming in Pennsylvania in Williamsport. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool. So he spent the majority of his adult life working for Williamsport's Streets and Parks Department. He retired after 33 years. Always very athletic, right? Stayed on top of his game. For years, he competed in marathons, triathlons. He did like strongman contests and powerlifting. So he's always been in shape. But after trying out for the football team and making the team, he said so far this has been his... It's hard. Like, it's a very hard work.
I would imagine.
But he's super excited. He's gotten a lot of support from not only his teammates, who he says are all younger than his own children, from the coaches of the community. And his coach believes that he will be able to share some valuable wisdom and life experiences with his younger teammates.
They're off to an 0-2 start, but they got a big game against Dickens, PA this weekend.
Okay.
Oh.
It's pretty cool, isn't it, though, to think like this guy dropped out of high school, didn't make it to college, and is now going back. He says not just for the athletics, but he wants to go and
graduate. That's cool.
With the way college football's going, this won't be the end of it, right? Your eligibility never ends.
Yeah, I mean, heck, I mean, I might apply for a 6-year.
Hey,
I
you could.
Yeah,
COVID hardship gets you out there.
Hey. No, not even that. It's just, hey, if there's no limit on eligibility, let's go.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, this story's cool, and everybody wants to get mad at Diego Pavia because he wants to play when he's 25.
That's what I was alluding to.
I hate to break this news to everyone, but being skinny might kill you faster than being fat.
All right. It's your ability to hold your breath.
So eat up, John.
Yes. Put your sock on and chew.
A new study basically just disrupts everything we know about health. So researchers tracked nearly 86,000 people. Most of them were women in their middle age in their 60s. They tracked them for 5 years, and they compared their BMI data to basically their death rates. And underweight participants died much faster than overweight ones. And they basically found that there's like a sweet spot when it comes to BMI, which is the upper normal range, I guess, which is like the 22.5 to 25, turned out, they say, to be the sweet spot for survival. People with BMIs in the lower normal range, or even middle normal range, like up to the 22.5, were significantly more likely to die than those in the upper normal group. And underweight individuals who were like at the very low end of BMI were like nearly 3 times more likely to die.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome, because...
Yeah, put the feedback on. Let's go.
Have that slice of cake. Live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes. Dessert first.
By the way, Twitch wants to know, could you play D3 football right now, John, at 49?
Yeah.
Okay. You're like offended I asked that question.
I am offended they asked the question. You're just the messenger.
The messenger's relay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah.
Got what the picks coming up next? See if anybody can take me down. It's 97.1. Moran Chevrolet. September is truck month at Moran. The perfect time to elevate your tailgating game with Moran, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. The best game days, they start in a 2026 Silverado 2LT Crew Cab 4x4. And you can lease one at Moran right now for $349 a month. That's a 24-month lease with $999 down. Find your ride fast. Shop at MoranExpress.com or stop by. They'll take care of you in person. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. That's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Tigers send Scooble to the bump. Still don't win. Swept by the Guardians, the lead down to 3.5. The panic meter is out. I know Carson Anderson were taking the temperature yesterday. Mike and Rico after the game, talking to people on the ledge. John, we'll do it this morning. 248-539-9797. What's the panic meter for the Tigers?
I'm still, you know, middle of the road. Five and a half.
Okay.
And it's and I'm strangely not as angry as I was yesterday because they've got 9 games left, all against teams that are either coming in on an upswing, playing better, playing good. I'm not necessarily going to say, I mean, okay, the Guardians are clearly on a hot streak. Boston has played well. So have the Braves. So you got 9 games. You've only got 3 more home games. And I do think that this team does have a sense of urgency. We didn't see it in the last 3 games, especially with the bats, but we have seen it from the mound. Now, in the final 9, at some point, hopefully we'll be able to pair some of those together.
The biggest issue right now, what's the biggest reason this is happening? They're spiraling. They're 1-6 in the last 7. They've had a losing record this month, over the last 2 months, since the All-Star break. What's the biggest reason we find ourselves in this annoying problem? And I go as far as to say it's not even annoying anymore. I am getting a little nervous. I mean, they are inviting Cleveland into this. They're up 3.5, and they still have 3 head-to-head with the Guardians. These last few days felt like playoff baseball. Mm-hmm. Tense, close, low-scoring games. Both teams emptying out the bullpen. And the biggest issue for the Tigers in the last week here, John, they can't score any runs.
So the biggest, yes, the biggest issue. And currently, it's not being able to score runs. 6 weeks ago, it was the bullpen. 4 weeks ago, it's starting pitching. Now, those seem to be performing a little better. Maybe the bullpen's not as strong as it was, but you get Vinnegan back this weekend, but you've had good performances or good outings, winnable outings by Casey Mize, only giving up 3 runs, and they only gave up 3 runs in 9 innings. They end up losing in extra innings. And then you thought that you had, for Flaherty, a good enough performance to win. Same thing with Scooble. So the starting pitching has taken a step forward. The bullpen hasn't been awful, but not good enough to win, but it's been the bats. So they just haven't been able to pair anything together.
Yeah, what I was going to say here is that, first off, the Guardians pitching is on fire. That has something to do with the bats here. They better hit Atlanta the next 2 days. They got 2 5-plus ERA pitchers going. But I want to go back to early July when they swept them down in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. You know, the first 2 games, the Tigers scored 3 runs and won both. Then they won that game where they were trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the 9th. Yep. And McKinstry scored on a wild pitch.
Yep.
And then they scored in the 10th. They kind of exploded, but they got the Cleveland's bullpen. They've had a tough time hitting the Guardians all year.
What was your stat about the Guardians? The last 15 games?
They've allowed 2 runs or less in 13.
Wow.
So their pitching has just been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, look, the Tigers are going to have to hit their way out of this.
But is this also not kind of a what to expect in the postseason? You're going to face quality pitching in the postseason. Their bats are ice cold. And I say bats plural. Everybody who made the All-Star game for the Tigers has been a disaster in the month of September. I'll give you their batting averages. They're all hitting their weight. Barely.
Okay, so the last time we freaked out about them, we didn't freak as much as we are this time when it got to 5.5. They slumped. A lot of players slumped at the same time. And right. That's what's happening again. And they did break out of it. And that timing, if it happens again, will be very, very soon. So you could, if this is who they are, this roller coaster hitting team, going, they would be hitting well going into the playoffs.
So here are the all-stars at the plate for the Tigers. Gleyber Torres hitting 154 in the month of September. Riley Green batting 192 this month. Zach McKinstry, a robust 212. And Javi Baez is hitting 105 in the month of September.
What's
all of the stars that made the All-Star game haven't stepped up. Meanwhile, I'm watching Jose Ramirez have the big at-bat yesterday. The star for the Guardians stepped up. The star for the Tigers have flatlined. Torque has been good, John. To your point, in the month of September, he's hitting 298. He has been a bright spot. But collectively, this lineup doesn't score any runs. In the last seven games, they've scored 17 total, counting extra innings.
And so I bring up Torque simply because it's not good enough to have one guy doing it. And Dingler has been consistent throughout the course of the season. But when you've got two guys out of nine, it's not good enough. You've got to be able to string together good at-bats. And it's not AJ trying to figure out what the order is, righty-lefty, righty-lefty. It's simply going up there and putting bat on ball and finding a place for it to land. It's not complicated. I mean, it's hard.
It's one of those things that you still got to go out and do it. The Braves' next couple pitchers are advantageous matchups for the Tigers. They need to score some runs. They're still up 3.5 games with 9 to go. The math is still on their side. So I'm not like a 9 or 10 out of 10 on the panic scale. Like you, I'm inching up. I'm at a 5. This is a teeter-totter, right? Bad weekend series and you put more weight on that side and you start to get into that panic. Right now it's nervous. I'm nervous seeing them lose with Scooble on the mound. I'm nervous seeing this go on for months now. And they've invited Cleveland back into this. I mean, for someone like me who buried the Guardians, the Tigers have sure done a great job trying to dig them out of that hole, grabbing the shovels and trying to get right into the muck with Cleveland. 248-539-9797. 1 to 10. Where are you at on the panic meter? And what's the biggest reason they're in this spot right now? We'll get to the phone calls and the ticket text. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.